episode 328, Dance in the Season.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
happy,
radio.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? I got pray so you are having a marvelous mind, day, and I hope your sun is shining because here, well, my heart is shining big, but the clouds so far are just hanging out, and I really don't like it. But today, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what is outside your window. Today, we are looking inside your heart. It's time to dance in the season. Do you feel like dancing with me? Come on, let's put on some music and let's dance in the moment. It's time to dance in the season, your season. It doesn't matter what the weather is. You know, a lot of the times we're letting the weather kind of control our feelings and we give too much power to feelings. You're going to wake up one day feeling enthusiastic to stay on target and do everything right. And other times you're going to be like, not so much today. Thanks though, but I'll think about it. And it comes and goes, right? Yet we give power to our feelings instead of really beginning to look at it and say, you know what? This is the moment I'm in. So I'm going to dance in the season. You can look at seasons of things that come and go, time that comes and goes. There's a time for everything. There's a season for everything. What season are you in right at this moment, right now, as you're listening? Are you in a season of frustration? Are you in a season of enthusiasm? I can't even speak it. It just is. Are you in a season of just absolute jubilant joy where you're like, yes, I've had the best day ever? I can remember my son, he poked his head in earlier today and he said he wanted to see where I was because I'm not always where they think I am. And so he poked his head in the bedroom and he looked and he came in. He had a job interview today and he came and he goes, I got it. Smile. And that was it. He was so calm, but you could tell there was just absolute inner joy within him going, yes, I did it. Those are the things that we wish would happen every single day and every moment of our waking being, because when we're sleeping, we want to be able to sleep, right? But it's not that way. Life isn't always joyful. Life doesn't go as we plan it. But the thing is, you can dance in the season, the moment that you're in right now. You can choose to be spirited. You can choose to love. You can choose to be happy instead of, yeah, whatever. I guess I'll get up today. It's a Monday on a Thursday. Yeah, this is great. Sure wish it was Friday afternoon about 5 o'clock. No, you don't want that. You need to dance in the season. Put away sometimes your feelings. I'm not saying hide them in the closet, but you need to start beginning to kind of practice what I call, you know, dance in the season. And so maybe there are some things that go wrong in the day, and it's going to happen. My day is never a perfect day. What I think is going to turn out just fine starts out not so great. Or times that I think it's not going to be so great turns out fabulous. The thing is, we let ourselves down, really, because we're already putting impressions on how our day is supposed to be, what that moment's going to be like, instead of dancing in the season. I went out shopping. And I was out shopping and doing errands, and I went to this box store that I'm going to leave unnamed at this point. And so I was out shopping and I noticed everybody was moving really slow, as slow as they could go. Well, the thing was, they were older and wiser people that were all out on the same day shopping at the same time that I was. Do you know I usually can bust in and out of a store really quick? Go in, I can be on a mission, I have my list. I know, because I go and shop there too often, I know exactly where everything is until they want to change it around because of their marketing tactics. And so then I have to take an extra two or three steps to get really what I wanted when I came there. But the thing is I couldn't move fast. It was slowing me down. My pace was like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get out of here. I even texted my girlfriend and said, this is not the day to go shopping. All the older, wise people are out. If you're older and wiser than me, it's nothing personal. But it was like, you know, it was out like, seriously, it was like my great-great-grandmother out shopping. I kid you not. And when I have an energy level of a 12-year-old going through the store getting ready, that really does slow your pace down. But as I stopped for a minute to answer a text from my son, I began to remember I need to dance in the season. You see, it was also at that moment that my phone lit up that said there was a mass shooting. My heart broke. And I'm telling you right now, I'm praying for those families in California, for those who are affected, for the victims. And as everything's being carried out, just know we are praying for you through this. It was at that moment that I realized you're sitting here, Christiane, complaining and worried. You even texted your girlfriend and said, you will not believe this. And it didn't matter what aisle I turned down. I'm telling you, it was like, you know, negative 2 miles per hour, every single aisle. And they were spread across. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Then I began to have a conversation with myself. And I said, you know what? This is not what life is. You're shopping here for a convenience. What is life really about? Dance in the season. We allow ourselves to get so frustrated because we think we know what should be happening and where should we be going. But in all reality, we don't. But you can enjoy your life and where you are and be present when you dance in the season. Dance is a way to find yourself and lose yourself all at the same time. I wanted to somewhat do that as I began to put on a podcast in my ears as I finished shopping at the box store. And I couldn't help but giggle and laugh. Then I went down another aisle and my son called me. Instead of getting a text, I said another son of mine called me. So I've got a text and then I've got a phone call. And I couldn't help. It just made my day. We were giggling. Dance. In the season. You know, it's fun when you can be young. And with children, I love looking at life through the eyes of a child. They truly know what it's like to dance in the season. We restrict ourselves as adults. We do. We hold back because we get wrapped up within ourself. So when we're feeling yucky and bummed out, we make all these excuses of why we are feeling yucky and bummed out. And then when we're feeling sick and bogged down, we're making all the excuses. Well, if I would have done this, then I wouldn't be feeling this and I wouldn't be bogged down with this. And then work wouldn't be going like this. Excuses after excuses after excuses. Are you in the excuse mode right now? Saying, I'm just done with this. I may be working on this 60-day push, and we may be on day 33, but I'm just stopping. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to eat what I want. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to listen to Christiane because I enjoy her. Thank you. And then I'm just going to see what I get from, but I'm not going to, no, I'm just not. I'll wait for New Year's. If you're living in the excuse moment, you're holding yourself back. You need to dance in the season. You need to pick yourself up. You need to pretend that there's been snow sprinkled on the ground. We woke up this morning and there had been snow that was dropped overnight. It wasn't even really falling much before we had fallen asleep. So we didn't really know it was coming down. We woke up to this nice, beautiful white dusting. You could even see where some of the deer had walked and their trails. And because no one else had been out yet. And so when it was time to go get on the bus for school, my youngest decides to go and, yes, dance in the season. He goes, and you can tell he danced in the season. His footprints, they weren't just one footprint. They were drug like he was skating and having fun all the way to the bus stop. I wasn't done saying goodbye to him, so he had to skate all the way back to me. But he danced in the season. Life is way too short. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't even know what the next moment is going to be. You need to be present right where you are. Don't let your emotions control you. Choose to dance in the season. Choose to put a smile on your gorgeous face. Choose to giggle when sometimes you have nothing to giggle at. And when you have somebody who's grumpy and looks at you, just say, you know what? When you smile, you'll look that much more precious. Take a silly frown and turn it upside down. Dance in the moment. You see, dancing with the feet is one thing, but dancing with the heart, that's it. Start dancing with your heart and dance in your season. Make today count for something. Don't let today just float by. Don't give in to your emotions. Don't give power to them unnecessarily. That doesn't mean you don't need to acknowledge them. But don't get wrapped up in them. Because you know what? You are incredible. So I want you today, I want you to go out. I want you to be you. I want you to sparkle like no other star out there. And most importantly, I want you to dance in the season, in your season. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.